Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
It's the Saturday Mailbag, everybody. What's going on? Thank you so much for listening to this show. Get a bunch of emails throughout the week, and obviously can't get them all in on the show, can't respond to them, but this is a perfect way to answer your questions. fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Today it is an Adam and Heath show. Ready to rock and roll, Heath Cummings?
Yeah, I've got a confession to make before we start answering other people's questions.
I was just listening to Best of You by the Foo Fighters, and it starts off with, I got another confession to make. So go ahead.
I've got another confession to make.
All right.
I was on your Twitter profile page yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And you had retweeted something of your brother's.
Yeah.
I had never actually seen your brother.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering, like, did he get no brains at all?
Why, he's better looking than I am?
He got all of the looks.
Oh.
Like, that had to be rough growing up.
He's 10 years older than I am almost. So I was 8 when he went to college. It's weird because I don't think we look alike, but then if you saw a picture of like a younger him, looks just like me.
Well, yeah, he looks like a bigger, stronger, better looking you.
I'm taller than he is. He's definitely stronger than I am because, you know, he's lifted a weight in the last 10 years.
Right.
Okay, I guess he's better looking. That's fine. He's off the market, Heath. He's getting married in April-ish or something. I don't know what the date is, but next year. We're very excited.
Yeah.
Actually, I won't be at the Friday night tailgate because I'll be at his bachelor party, but Heath will be at the Friday night tailgate. So please check that out. Go to, what is the URL? I think it's cbssports.com/tailgate. I will confirm that for you. But, that is on Friday, November 9th in Times Square. Check it out. Heath, Dave, Jamie will be there. Prisco will be there. Lock and Four will be there, and the NFL, CBS crew. JB Boomer, etc. Good stuff. News and notes. Start the show with that. Then we'll get to the emails. Will Fuller is out for the season with a torn ACL. I was laughing because of Heath's start to the show, not because Will Fuller is out with a torn ACL. So that sucks. And you know, I don't even know if you answered, but I feel like we poo-pooed it as a podcast, the impact this could have on Watson. I don't think it's insignificant, though. I really don't.
It's not nothing, but I do... I've got a lot of faith in Kiki Kuchi.
And to do the things that Will Fuller does, though?
No. It'll be a different type of attack. But Hopkins can do the things Will Fuller does and more. So, like, yeah, maybe you can't run two guys deep. But against most teams, except for the Dolphins, who just can't generate a pass rush, they don't have time to do that anyway.
Yeah.
Because their offensive line's not good. So I didn't think there was much chance of Watson being a top five quarterback rest of season. I still don't, but I think he's still a startable option.
In 4 points, do you think there is?
I don't know. Is he going to start running again at some point?
You know, he looked good. He moved well yesterday for sure, but he didn't run. But he moved around in the pocket. It was encouraging. But yeah, we're used to getting 40
rushing
yards.
Yeah, I don't think it's a leg problem. I think it's one of my rib bones is poking into my lung, and I'd like for somebody to not hit it and drive it all the way through.
I could understand that. I would probably feel the same way. Peyton Barber will play this week. Does that make both Bucks running backs sits?
Well, yeah, they're sits. Barber's the best option. He's a low-end flex.
Is this the last good week for James Conner? Oh, I get it. I know what you're doing. You're not answering because we don't know. Would you want to trade James Conner if you owned James Conner?
I would trade him for someone that I felt confident was going to be a top 15 running back the rest of the way or a top 10 wide receiver.
I thought our connection dropped, just so you know.
I hate this whole situation.
It sucks.
And there have been a lot of times, when things have been said and we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, so the schedule is Cleveland this week at Baltimore, then Carolina at Jackson. It's tough sledding a little bit after that. Not that it really matters for a Steelers running back. A little bit more news items, couple of Colts notes. Marlon Mack, return to practice! Yes, Heath!
How do you not play the return of the Mack?
He's like, right. He's right. I don't know how to, I don't have an answer. He's 100% right.
From now on, send me the notes like 10 minutes earlier and I will tell you the drops to put in at certain points.
Okay. And, Jack Doyle is expected to play. Do you have a drop for that?
No, but you Pop Goes the Weasel.
How about a free Ebron?
No, for, like a Jack in the Box.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We could do Hit the Road Jack, but that would be. It wouldn't really work.
I think it's bad news for Chester Rogers, who nobody else had ranked very high anyway.
Robbie Anderson is doubtful, and that is bad news for the Jets. They're going to get destroyed by the Chicago Bears. Maybe this is a good week for Howard.
I've even lowered Isaiah Crowell a little from where I had him because I've lowered my expected points for the Jets.
Gotcha. Okay, so go to FanDuel.com/FFT and please sign up for our contest. I just submitted my lineup before today's show, and I will be telling you a little bit about it. Go to CBS All Access at CBS.com/NFL, CBS.com/NFL for CBS All Access. That's how you can watch your local CBS games on your laptop or your mobile device or whatever it is. Then you can get a free trial at CBS.com/NFL. And yeah, the Friday night tailgate is at CBSSportsTailgate.com. Sorry, CBSSportsTailgate.com. All the information you need is there. Good stuff. CBSSportsTailgate.com. Time for your emails. From Nick in Chicago, should I start Tyler Boyd over Michael Thomas or Stephon Diggs?
I would not.
From Patrick, half PPR, should I drop Austin Eckler or anyone else on my team, and he gives us his whole team. He's got Ronald Jones. He could drop Ronald Jones for Raheem Mostert.
And I'm looking at the roster, and this, I think, is a key point. Because you have Ronald Jones on this team, I'd much rather play Raheem Mostert than Ronald Jones. But you also have Kerryon Johnson, Nick Chubb, Odell Beckham, Michael Thomas, and Tyler Boyd. Assuming you start five of those guys, you're not starting Mostert. I'd rather stash Jones.
You would. All right. Yeah.
I would.
Okay. This is from Jason, somewhere in the mountains. All right. Hey, Larry, Jerry, Barry, and Terry. I don't know what it is, but it's fun to say. Larry, Jerry, Barry, and Terry. QT and Demaryius Thomas are available on my waiver wire. Who would you rather have?
I'd rather have QT rest of the season.
How about that? What the heck are these? Oh, is that Parks and Rec?
I was thinking it was like Fox NFL, but maybe not.
The only Fox NFL is Terry.
Yeah, so that's one of them. What are the rest of the guys doing?
I have no idea. Keenan from Los Angeles, Steer Charger, Challenger, Ram, and Durango.
Those are Dodges.
Start three of these five. Latavius Murray, Raheem Mostert, Nick Chubb, Jalen Richard, Chris Godwin. Pick three.
Oh, Keenan. Give us format. Give us format.
Yeah,
in non-PPR, I would start Latavius, Chubb, and Mostert. In PPR, I would start Latavius, Chubb, and Richard.
Not Chris Godwin.
I would not start Chris Godwin over any of those players in any format.
I sat Lamar Miller for Nick Chubb, so he better come through now.
Yeah, I would have done the same thing.
From JP, who would you start? Which two of these would you start in non-PPR? Geronimo Allison, Kenny Galladay, DeSean Jackson, Sammy Watkins, Martavis Bryant. Pick two. Again, the names are Allison, Galladay, DeSean, Watkins, Martavis Bryant.
Okay, so Galladay is number one on this list. I would start him clearly over anyone else on the list. After that, it gets really, really close. I have DeSean Jackson, Sammy Watkins, and Geronimo Allison all ranked within four spots of each other and all projected for within 0.2 of a point of the same. So I realistically think, I tell people this on Twitter sometimes, these guys are close enough to pick the one you want to start. The one I have projected for the most points is DeSean Jackson.
Okay, DeSean Jackson. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You know, I don't have to be so beholden to what we say. If guys are close, do whatever you want. Obviously, it's your team. But if guys are close, it's a toss-up. Sometimes I tell people, just go with your gut. This is from, I got no name here, but Danny, Kevin, Icebox, Junior, and Spike. Come on, Heath.
It's been a long week, Adam.
One of the best football movies, man.
It's not Radio.
I've never seen Radio.
It's the most underrated sports movie of all time.
Really?
Yes. You should definitely see it.
All right.
You'd probably say it's not a sports movie.
Probably. This is Little Giants, the only Giants that count.
I've never seen Little Giants.
It's good.
I have no interest.
How old is your youngest son?
9.
Oh, he'd love it.
Yeah,
love
he likes it. Adult TV.
I like Little Giants. If it's on, I cannot turn Little
he
Giants
He likes
off.
Adult TV.
My brother likes Little Giants. How about that? All right, PPR, who do I start at flex? Mark Ingram, Kerryon Johnson, Tre'Quan Smith, Chris Godwin.
I'm going Kerryon.
From Devin, Collins or Drake rest of season?
I think I would go with Drake. I do think we may be a little low. I feel a little low on Collins this week. I've got him around running back 30, and we dismissed him on the podcast earlier. It's not a great matchup, but the last week or two, it's looked like he's going to just take over this backfield. So I think he has maybe more upside than Drake does, but I expect Drake to be better.
Yeah, Drake, I'm hopeful for. I'm sorry, I'm trying to kill time while I do something on this podcast. Let's see. Oh my God!
I don't know how many of our Fantasy Football Today podcast mailbag listeners are also baseball listeners.
Uh-huh.
But I started singing this song when it was announced by Jamie or Dave that they just read on Twitter that Mac was back from practice. And Scott says, what is that song?
No.
Scott White. Oh, no recollection of Return of the Mac.
Recollection? He never heard it before. So you have to hear something to recall it.
I speculated that he had danced to that song in the past, and he denied it.
There's no way. This is a question from Titletown, Boston, Massachusetts. Please regulate this for me. My league has a 4 running back roster max, 2 actives, and my commissioner has been having an illegal lineup during the week, hoarding 5 to 6 running backs with a 4 running back max, without a kicker and or DST on the roster during the week, causing an illegal lineup at the start of the week on Thursday. Then on Sunday morning, he drops a couple of running backs to pick up a kicker and a DST, preventing anyone from having those RBs to use that week since they'll go through the waiver process. I call shenanigans. He has a legal roster Sunday, but the fact that he uses this shady method of hoarding running backs is garbage. I should mention the waiver process resets each week by worst record, so I've been winning and never have the chance to pick up dropped RBs. Please regulate should he be allowed to do this. He's 2-5.
Listen. You're from Titletown, Boston, Massachusetts. You're not some Yankees fan. You're winning. The guy that's doing this is 2-5. Stop whining.
No!
Mock him for his efforts that are failing, if you must.
He's cheating, Heath.
He's not cheating.
He's absolutely cheating.
He's not cheating.
He is cheating.
He is not cheating, clearly. If he was cheating, he would be getting zeros each week.
It needs to be brought up. He needs to be shamed in public. You need to call him out on the message board. You need everybody. First of all, I would get a coalition to make sure that everybody's on the same page with you and then call him out on the message board. Like this one time I was at a football game and this jerk was standing up the whole freaking game. And my now wife at the time, it was like our second date. She couldn't really see. And I'm all about standing up during a game. That's fine, but it wasn't one of those games. It was a crappy game. There weren't that many people there. You don't have to be standing up now. You're just drunk. So I say to the guy next to me, I'm like, can you believe this guy standing up the whole time? And he was as pissed off as I was. So I said, I'm going to say something, you know, let's say something to him. Let's ask him nicely. I asked the guy to sit down. The chicken next to me completely backs out, leaves me on my own. I almost get into a fight with the guy. It was my friend's wife who ends up like yelling at the guy and standing up for me because I didn't want to get into a fight or whatever. But you need to get a coalition, a firm coalition, people that will help you out. I'm still mad at that guy who was sitting next to me. What a coward.
I'm just glad your friend's wife stood up for you.
Yeah, she did. She escalated it, took it to another level. Because, you know, he wasn't going to hit her. He might have hit me if I had talked back. So that's actually a pretty good strategy.
She probably could have taken it better.
She probably could have taken me, I'm sure. All right, everybody. I want to talk to you about something. Okay, this guy who cheated in the league, like, I don't want him to listen to this read because I don't want him to be happy. I don't want him to have an awesome movement watch. Everybody else out there, you deserve a movement watch. You've heard me talk about movement, MVMT. And you know those two college dropouts that started their own watch company? Well, the company has grown like crazy. And now they have almost 2 million watches sold in 160-plus countries. They continue to revolutionize fashion on the belief that style should not break the bank. And I don't know if you've checked the site out lately, but they've doubled the number of watch styles and are still expanding. Let me tell you the only thing I didn't like about movement watches. They had so many awesome designs that it probably took me 3 days to figure out which one I wanted because I kept sending emails like, hey, I'm going to get a watch. Here are the five that I love. Please help me out. And it was really fun. It was like car shopping or something where you're really pumped to buy something. You got these great options. Movement watches are really slick. They start at just $95 at a department store. You're looking at $400 to $500 to get a watch like this. Movement figured out that by selling online, they cut out the middleman and retail markup, and you get the best possible price. It's classic design, it's quality construction, and styled minimalism. You're not going to be walking around with something huge and gaudy on your wrist. Just a really nice, classy watch. I get compliments all the time on my Movement watch. Go to mvmt.com/ffootball. All right, that is mvmt.com/ffootball. 15% off with free shipping and free returns. See why Movement keeps growing. Check out their expanding collection, mvmt.com, two M's, mvmt.com/ffootball, and join the movement. Back to the emails. Jimmy wants to know, Booker, Smallwood, or Blunt? PPR.
Booker.
PPR.
Booker if Freeman doesn't play, Smallwood if Freeman does play.
Amendola or Parker, rest of season? An email from Joe. Amendola or Parker?
Oh, this Devontae Parker thing.
I'm intrigued. I really am.
Well, that's not surprising.
Yeah.
There's nothing that he did that was surprising last night. We know that he has the talent to perform like that in a small sample size. What we've never seen from him is consistency or availability over a long stretch of time. I'm going to go with Amendola still, but there's some upside with Parker.
Okay. This is from Max in San Diego. Dear Winifred, Mary, Sarah, and Thackeray.
Come on, guys.
I'm supposed to know this?
No, I'm saying come on to them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have no idea. Oh, it's Hocus Pocus. Hocus Pocus, Heath. Horror movie.
My wife actually likes Hocus Pocus.
So does mine.
And so we will probably watch that in the next week.
Mark Ingram or Golden Tate in the flex for standard scoring?
That one's close enough that I may actually need to take a look at
the ranks.
Yeah, I think I actually, wow, those guys are close. I will go with Tate, but just barely.
From Jacob, someone dropped Aaron Jones. Should I drop Alex Collins for him?
I would rather have Alex Collins than Aaron Jones.
Hey, Ron, Donovan, Michael, and Carson.
Those are Eagles quarterbacks?
Yeah. I need a little help with my wide receiver 3, PPR. I can pick up Cobb, Marvin Jones, Geronimo Allison, Christian Kirk, Moncrief, Snead, Goodwin, and Westbrook. Who should I pick up?
Geronimo. Geronimo!
I would like you all to know I'm still on Cobb Island. Still like Randall Cobb. I'd probably start Allison over him, but I like Randall Cobb. Trade Lamar Miller. This is from a Pats fan in New Orleans. I traded Lamar Miller for Sony Michel. I was still able to start Miller this week, but got also traded Michel. Is that too much of a risk with Sony Michel's injury?
It's a risk, but I think it's an acceptable risk because if he comes back full go, he's much better than Lamar Miller.
From Tyler, I have O.J. Howard. Would you rather keep him or pick up any of the following guys instead of Howard? Jimmy Graham, Trey Burton, Ebron, Jared Cook.
I would literally rather start every one of those guys over O.J. Howard.
Even Ebron. Why?
Well, I mean, Ebron's been better, and I don't think Doyle – I think Doyle's going to hurt Chester Rogers more than he hurts Ebron. All of those guys, like I've got Trey Burton as my number 5 tight end right now. And Ebron's number 9, Graham's number 7, Cook's number 6.
Okay. No name on this one. Dear Xander, Willow, Giles, and Spike.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Buffy. I had to look it up, but it's Buffy. Good job, Heath, getting my Eagles running back trivia last week. I don't remember that, but good job, Heath. Obviously, you're the brains of the operation. I'm in a standard 12-team league. Sit one of these guys. Kamara, Kerryon Johnson, Philip Lindsay. Yikes. Devontae Adams, Brandon Cooks, Tyler Boyd. Woo!
Good job by you putting this team together.
Yeah, 12-team league.
This is fantastic. Standard league. Sit one of... I think it's going to be Tyler Boyd.
Yeah, I guess it has to be. All right, we're going to take a quick break to talk about SeatGeek, and then we'll read some more emails, and then we'll do a little fan dueling at the end of the show. But you've heard me talk about SeatGeek, and it is genuine. I really do have the app, and I really do love the app, and I really do use it all the time. You search for an event, and it gives you the results, and it grades every ticket based on value, and it color codes them for you so you know where the good deals are. If you use the code FFT, you get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. The code is FFT. I remember getting tickets. It was so complicated. It was so annoying. Man, I would love to know how Heath used to get tickets for events. Were you one that would go to the mall to the Ticketmaster window and buy like concert tickets when the band was coming to town?
No, I was Team Scalper.
Yeah, I did a lot of that too. I remember I used to call ticket brokers that I saw the ads for in the newspaper, and they'd have like a office in the mall or something like that near where the Miami Heat, it was always for a Heat game, like a Knicks Heat game. And my dad, we would go and we would get the tickets from them. It was so freaking expensive. So much better now. We don't have to do that anymore. We just have SeatGeek, which is growing and growing, and everybody knows about it now. Please use it. It's the best. I love SeatGeek and I strongly recommend it. Promo code's FFT for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. SeatGeek, life's an event. We have the tickets. Bradley says, dear Ike, Troy, and Ryan. Those are Steelers, right? Ryan Clark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steelers DBs.
Yeah. Oh, boy, do I have something exciting for Steelers fans for next week. I'm not kidding. You are Steelers fans, just wait. I will tell you about it next week, but you're going to be really, really pumped. It has nothing to do with fantasy football. From a fairly large suburban city, 25 north of Los Angeles. Oh, I don't know.
Oakland.
Sure. I need a running back, standard scoring. Kenyon Barner or Wendell Smallwood?
I think I'm going to go with Smallwood.
I think Oakland is like much farther away than that.
Oh, it is. Okay. No, Barner by a half a point.
Okay, Barner it is. So Heath is wrong about everything. From Joey, grade the trade, half PPR. Give Gronk, get Nick Chubb.
I think this totally depends on what you have besides Gronk at tight end. If you're going from Gronk to streaming tight end, then I don't like this trade. If you have Gronk and Ebron, or if you have Gronk and Burton or Gronk and Howard, then I'd feel okay about it.
This is from Tremaine. Dear Ken, Ryu, Guile, and Chun-Li.
That's Street Fighter, right?
Sure is. It's PUBG. I was made an offer for Melvin Gordon of Mark Ingram and AJ Green. What would you rather do? What would you rather have, Ingram and Green or Melvin Gordon?
I would take Ingram and Green.
This is Josh in Salad, Texas. I don't know. S-A-L-L-A-D.
I had salad for dinner last night.
I hate salad. S-A-L-L-A-D, Texas. Salad, Texas. Dear Heath, Keith, Beef, and Chief. Heath, Keith, Beef, and Chief. Oh, he went from the TH to the F. It screwed me up. 12-team PPR league. Who's better at flex, Mark Ingram or Josh Gordon?
I'll go with Ingram.
P.S. How can Die Hard be a Christmas movie if Santa doesn't even make an appearance? Hashtag Team Adam. That's a great point.
Team Dumb.
From Mario or Mario, rest of season, Ingram or James White?
I'll take James White in both formats, but definitely in PPR.
Jason from a city on Route 66.
Oklahoma City.
Dear Bronco, Sawblaze, Tombstone, and Huge.
No. I don't know.
What is that? Battle bots. Rest of season, who do you like most out of these RB2s in non-PPR? Jordan Howard, Well, he says, who are you digging the most? So let's do the dig-o-meter. 0 to 10. 10 is you're totally digging him. Jordan Howard. Rest of season.
4.
Matt Breida.
2.
Aaron Jones.
2.
Marlon Mack.
5.
Chris Thompson.
2.
So it seems like Mack and Howard are your favorites?
Yes. And Mack would be a 10 if you told me that he was going to play wrapped in bubble wrap for the rest of the year.
Oh, come on. I can't hit the... There it is. I had to rewind. You know, I didn't have this queued up or anything, Heath, so it was, I don't know where.
I understand. Maybe we could get some of the technology in this room to where we can play stuff from in here.
Yeah, we could have competing drops. That people love that. Brian in Oklahoma, standard league, Christian McCaffrey, Robert Woods, or Brandon Cooks?
Brian is from Hooker.
Hooker, okay.
Hooker, Oklahoma.
McCaffrey, Woods, or Cooks?
Standard league? Ooh, I've got McCaffrey at 14 standard fantasy points, and I'm using that as a way to stall so I can get over to my receivers, and I would rather start Robert Woods.
If you take the H in Christian McCaffrey, the Ook in Cooks, and the ER in Robert, you get Hooker.
That is correct.
From Jason, grade to trade. Give Watson and McCaffrey, get Cam and Camara. Give Watson and McCaffrey for Cam Newton and Alvin Kamara. It's a fun one.
Yeah, I think that is a C-.
So you'd rather have Watson than Cam, or you'd rather have McCaffrey than Kamara?
I think that it was very close to a push on both, and I slightly prefer the player you already have.
All right. All right. I slightly prefer playing on FanDuel, especially if I have a crappy seasonal team. And if you play DFS, you better be playing on FanDuel. It's awesome. You don't have to deal with bye weeks. You don't have to deal with injuries. You don't have to deal with just having a team that's just out of it and there's no fun anymore. There's no sleepers because everybody's available to everyone. And you know what else is cool about FanDuel? I don't talk about this enough. Like, I'll tell you, my FanDuel lineup is Dalton, Philip Lindsay, Joe Mixon, Antonio Brown, Doug Baldwin, Geronimo Allison, David Njoku. I have Brandon Cooks at flex and the Steelers DST. Like, you've got loaded lineups and a lot of points being scored, and it's really fun. Like, there is no way you would have to start a guy like LeGarrette Blount in your FanDuel lineup or something like that. So it's great. And you get to choose some really good players, and you get to sort of see. So look, it's different, right? Seasonal league, a redraft league, you don't have the opportunity to take everybody. If you didn't have the opportunity to take Todd Gurley, how can you compare your fantasy football chops to the guys or the girl who took Todd Gurley? But in FanDuel, it's an even playing field for everyone, and that is part of the fun of it, part of the challenge. I also like to just play in small contests against friends. I like to play in 50-50s with 100 people, top 50 win their money. And you can play against us at FanDuel.com/FFT, and you can get a $5 bonus when you make your first deposit on FanDuel at FanDuel.com/FFT. You have to go to that URL, FanDuel.com/FFT. This is for new users only. Bonus not available for withdrawal. State and age restrictions apply, and for full eligibility rules and terms and conditions, go to FanDuel.com. The bonus is for new users only. You don't have to be a new user to play in the contest, FanDuel.com/FFT. So I told you by lineup, and I got to tell you, I don't like it. I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to score a lot of points. But Heath, I think there's going to be a ton of points this week. And I'm not sure my lineup really sets me apart. Where would you start with? Like, what's the secret to a good winning FanDuel lineup?
Well, it depends if you're talking cash or tournament this week. In cash games, there are basically 4 running backs I'm going to play, maybe just 3. The hard part on FanDuel is Gurley's $11,000.
Yeah.
Which makes it, like, it's clear, we want you to build a lineup without Todd Gurley. Stop playing Todd Gurley in cash. I'm not sure if I can. but my plan for now is to go with James Conner and Philip Lindsay as my 2 running backs in cash. I am going with the Bengals combination. You had Andy Dalton, but you didn't have A.J. Green, right?
Correct. And he's the same price as Antonio Brown, and that's always a little dilemma for me. It's like, I know people like to do stacks. I just like Brown better than Green.
Yeah. I'm probably not going to play. And Antonio Brown could be the number one wide receiver this week. Has he been yet this year?
Probably not. I don't know. He had the two touchdown game.
He did have the two touchdown game. I prefer AJ Green, especially if I'm playing Andy Dalton.
Why does that matter? Why wouldn't you just take the guys that you think are the best, you know?
Well, in cash, like in tournaments, it matters because you're going for the big day. And if Andy Dalton has the three or four touchdown day, that two of them are probably going to AJ Green.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that is a good point. I could make that switch. So, especially if I enter this lineup into a tournament. Well, this is a tournament, so I always forget.
There are some cheap plays that I really like this week that you're not probably going to like.
I don't know.
I like the Raiders stack.
So that's the thing. If you believe in Jordy Nelson, Jared Cook, and I'm sure Martavis Bryant is even cheaper. Jordy Nelson is very cheap. So that's probably somebody who should be in my lineup.
Yeah, because I've got Dalton, Connor, and Lindsay, Green, Jordy, and Tyreek Hill.
Connor, Lindsay, Green, Jordy, and Tyreek Hill?
Yes.
Solid. Yeah, okay. Sorry, go on.
But I think tight end's really difficult this week.
Tight end is? I think there's a lot of options that seem very similar to me.
Exactly. And then there's one that stands out above the rest, but it's hard to pay $7,300 for your tight end.
Yeah, you don't need to. I went with Njoku.
Say, that's the thing, though. Like, you say you don't need to. There is a big difference between playing Travis Kelce and David Njoku.
Probably. Yeah.
And so I've struggled with that. I don't mind Vance McDonald against the Browns if I'm not playing Kelce. And he's $400 less than Njoku. But Njoku's not a bad play either.
I really like the Steelers DST.
Yeah, I like I'll probably play Arizona at $3,400. And I'll definitely have some Washington at $41. And I don't know. I may have to play a little Baltimore.
I hate my team. I think I'm going to make a swap. I think I'm going to put in, instead of Green for Brown, I think I'm going to get Tyler Boyd in there. And remove Doug Baldwin, put in Tyler Boyd, and try to save $400 somewhere. So we'll drop down from Geronimo Allison to Jordy Nelson, and we're good. Perfect.
And you still hate your team.
What do you like better, the Geronimo Allison-Doug Baldwin combo or the Tyler Boyd-Jordy Nelson combo?
As a Tyler Boyd-Jordy Nelson.
Yeah, all right, that makes sense. Look, I love Philip Lindsay this week. You said James Conner. I got Joe Mixon. But you make a good point. I should find a way. You know what? You make a great point. James Conner is only $200 more than Joe Mixon. It is worth the $200. So now I need to cut $200 somewhere. I like my team now. I'm looking forward to it. We'll figure it out. I don't give away the whole thing because I'm competing against these people. I could go from Brandon Cooks to Travis Kelce, or Brandon Cooks to David Johnson, or Christian McCaffrey, or something. Emmanuel Sanders could have a really nice game. We'll make it work. I like it. James Conner, James Conner, Philip Lindsay, beautiful combo there. Get some Bengals, Steelers DST, and what did you say? Like one word of wisdom, Heath.
I'm trying to think of what that word would be.
Sentence of wisdom.
I like the Raiders.
Okay, he likes the Raiders. Famous last words.
this is going to go down like with the what was the Kenyon Drake Dolphin stack the last time I did this program.
Patriots so. Game. Yeah, that's okay. This one will be better. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend and good luck on Sunday. We'll talk to you Sunday night.